In our day, many have watered Jesus down to a religious do-gooder, sort of just another option in the category of options that you might think about if you're interested in spiritual things and eternal things, and he can kind of show you how to patch up your life in the here and now and maybe get you to eternal life. He's a religious do-gooder, and that's all that he is. And you can believe in him, but you don't have to because there are other ways to God. I want you to know that when the real Jesus entered the room, there were two and only two options with him. You either were furious with him by the time he was done, or you were thrilled with him. There was no middle ground. And he has that same effect on people today whenever they're confronted with the real Jesus, which is why I think we don't see those two things happening so often today, is because the Jesus that is being presented in church after church, let alone the Jesus that's considered in the world, but the Jesus that's in church after church is not the Jesus of the New Testament. It's a watered-down version of Jesus. Now, those are that's a very